Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday. It's the Friday the 13th of February 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Mousiki, a new local cosmic rock group playing at Falcon Eddies tonight. We'll meet their frontman, Ashar Kazi. We'll finally hear from Will Whitmore with the band Wilderness of Manitoba, who will be wrapping up their cross-country tour at the Commodore tonight and in Victoria tomorrow. And Shindig is over for another year, but there's only 8 more months until the next one, so it's time to get the band back together. We'll play some of our favorites from this season, including this year's winner. We got another great hour ahead, so don't touch that dial. All right, we're going to start out with some local music, as I mentioned in the teaser there, a new local group called Mousiki. They're playing at Falcon Eddies tonight, and we're going to talk to their lead singer right after we hear what they sound like. Except I have to, I'm so clever sometimes. All right, let's do it again. Here comes Mousiki. There they are. That's Mausiki, and the song is called Meant to Be. And on the phone right now from his lunch table is Asher, the lead singer and vocalist and guitar player from the band. Hi, Asher.
Hello.
There you are. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. It's Friday. Can't complain.
Yeah. It certainly is. You enjoying your lunch?
I just killed a box, a noodle box, and it was so spicy, I'm sweating out of every single pore in my body.
Have you got a glass of water?
I had a few.
Okay, you're fine then. All right, so let's talk about Mausiki. Did I say it right?
Mausiki.
Mausiki, okay, I was close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, checking your publicity, you're classified as space rock.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, space rock, it's funny how we classified ourselves as space rock because we actually started thinking about, we're very inspired about concepts. We're inspired from concepts about reality, the universe, existence at large, all of those things. They resonate really well with all of the members of our team.
Mm-hmm.
And we started writing about songs that reflect these kind of ideas. And space rock as a genre has existed for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And Pink Floyd is on top of that list. Pink Floyd obviously is we're very inspired by Pink Floyd, a very strong influence for all of us in the band. And we often do covers for Pink Floyd as well. So we kind of stumbled into the genre space rock, and it fits really well with the sound that we have.
Well, what kind of sounds were you making before you stumbled into that genre?
Well, for me, personally, I used to play blues and classic rock before I found the rest of the team members.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's me, I play guitars and I sing. Then there's Patrick that plays drums. Jeremy plays bass. And Luke plays synth and steel drums. So when all of these sounds get combined, they give you a very kind of spacey sound. You can expect to hear some synth effects and some really smooth textures that you get from the steel drums, and they all come together and they make you feel like, yeah, it definitely sounds like a space rock kind of sound.
Yeah, it's a nice a melding of styles and cultures, it sounds like.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so you're playing at Falcon 80s tonight. Have you performed much around town lately?
We're actually playing shows almost every 2 weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
On a very regular basis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and now that I actually look at the page, yeah, you were at the Backstage Lounge a couple of weeks ago and the Princeton and the Media Club and that, so you're getting around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've been playing quite often. I mean, at this point, we're taking any gigs that we find anywhere that are feasible for all of us.
Yeah.
I've played... I've played almost pretty much every other venue that you can think of in Vancouver as a solo act. But with the crew, we're just starting to get our name out there. And we're still a relatively new band.
Yeah.
But the future is looking bright.
Well, great. I hope you have a great turnout tonight. Now, is it just tonight you're playing? No, it's tomorrow night.
No, that's tomorrow night. Yeah,
sorry, I got it all wrong. I'm getting everything wrong today. It's tomorrow night. Falcon 80 is on Commercial Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
should be a good team.
And we have a little perk for our listeners. Falcon 80s has generously donated a couple of gift cards, goods for mm-hmm. food and drinks, and they're available. What we'll do is I'll put the number out on the air, and we'll there's two cards, right?
There's two cards.
Yeah.
Yes, the good for food and drinks.
Yeah. So I will take the first two callers who want them at 822 CITR, and then we'll take the names and I'll get back to you and let you know who claimed them.
That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah, we have a lady by the name of Rose Blackwood that's been helping us coordinate all of these activities.
Yeah.
She's going to be taking the lead on providing those cards to the lucky winners you have there.
Yes. Rose has been terrific. She reached out and contacted us here and arranged this whole thing. So
yeah, she's fabulous.
Shout out to Rose.
A wonderful person.
All right. Well, thanks for taking some time and having a chat with us. I hope you have a great show tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave. Thanks for having me. And you have yourself a great weekend, and much love to everybody on the line.
And right back to you as well. Thanks very much.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
We be, A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
So it's going to be mostly music today. As you know, Shindig finally wrapped up last week, Friday, February 6th. It was a big, exciting event. And Steel Creek Murder came out on top. So congratulations to them. But the really exciting thing about Shindig is not who wins, but who plays. And over the fall and winter, we've had, let me just count it out, 9 nights, three shows each. 27 different bands got to have some exposure thanks to CITR and Shindig. So what we're going to do for the next 40 minutes is listen to some of the groups that didn't make it past the first round, but certainly deserved to be heard, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from them in the future. So first of all, we're going to start with a couple of bands that made it onto the first night in October 21st. And so they are Fundamentally Unsound and the Vaporettes. Shindig on CITR.
Size of the ladder. learned that in the longest game of chess, comfort of a pawn can be the best. Steadfast and he's simple, quick to die for you, less elite than knights and all the rest. Oh, it's just a circle, started when you're small, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Oh, it's just a circle, summer always falls, learned you haven't learned that much at all. When you rub down to the bone, switch your feet and dance like a skeleton. Cause sure your smile is tight, every drug you tried ain't right, but you surely won't be dancing on your own. Oh, it's just a circle, started when you're small, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Oh, it's just a circle, summer always falls, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Used to laugh at cliches about love, cause I'd never felt the same way too. Now I pay a little more for electricity, cause I'm up all night writing songs for you. Oh, it's just a circle, started when you're small, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Oh, it's just a circle, summer always falls, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Oh, it's just a circle, started when you're small, learned you haven't learned that much at all. Oh, it's just a circle, summer always falls, learned you haven't learned that much at all.
That's Sam Tudor and the Circle Song, one of the groups that was played in Shindig earlier in the fall, in October. One of the groups that didn't make it past the first round, but definitely deserved another listen. We also heard from Rainboard, the Vaporettos, and Fundamentally Unsound. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. And if you want more details, you consult VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Jack Lalonde's Laughing Matters continues. It has moved to Sunday afternoons at the Il Mercato Mall at First and Commercial, 1 until 3 o'clock in the Van City Meeting Room across from Tim Hortons. There's a $20 drop-in fee, but if you commit to, I think it's like series of four or something, you get, no, a series of five, you get five for the price of four. So check in with Jacques about that. He's got a Facebook page called Laughing Matters, and you can do learn about improv, stand-up comedy, sketch comedy, writing comedy, all that stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. So that's Sunday afternoons at the Il Mercato Mall. Metro Theatre is still looking for actors for their production of The Graduate. It looked like they had a few characters they still need to fill. So if you want to get on that production, check out Metro Theatre. And they're having auditions tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Theatre West Van is doing Sinners by Norm Foster, directed by our very dear friend, Mr. Mark Carter. And that's going to be happening at the K. Meek Center in April. Their auditions are Monday evening, sets from 7 to 10 at the West Van United Church.
And then we've got the 39 Steps at the Peninsula Productions in White Rock. Another friend of the show, Matthew Bissett, is directing that for production in July, and he's doing his auditions this weekend as well. And of course, the big deal this summer, Theater Under the Stars presenting Oliver and Hairspray, and their auditions are happening on February 21st and from the 21st to the 24th, and you check out their website, tuts.ca, to find out more about that. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear our interview with Will from the Wilderness of Manitoba, as we spoke on Tuesday. There we go.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, Mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM. As we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Oh, In the autumn fields where the sun hangs low, and sets the land on fire in the coming snow. Say the words as I let you down. Lonely birds, the silent sound. Feel the earth underneath the ground. This is how you
phone right now with Will Whitwams. I said that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And Will is with the Wilderness of Manitoba, who are currently on their Cross Canada tour, which will arrive in Vancouver on Friday night, which is a few nights away for us, but tonight for those of you listening. Hi, Will.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's going pretty well. How's the tour going?
Pretty well. We're just driving through the Alberta Prairies at the moment. Just left Saskatchewan this morning, playing Saskatoon, and we played in Winnipeg 2 nights ago. We're playing in Red Deer tonight, Kelowna after that. Looking forward to the Commodore, though, in Vancouver.
Yeah, have you played the Commodore before?
No, I was there years ago with the Friends Project, but the band has not played the Commodore.
Has the band been to Vancouver before?
Yeah, we played the Railway, I think on two separate occasions before.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Railway is a fun spot, but you're in for a treat at the Commodore. I can tell you that. It's quite a place.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about the Wilderness of Manitoba. How long have you guys been around?
I guess it started as sort of a two-piece project at the end of 2008, and then kind of morphed and built itself from there. We started after that as sort of a four-piece, which is vocal harmonies, and then. And then over the years, people have kind of come and gone, and we were a five-piece for a time. And I don't know. I mean, I've never personally missed a show, but we've done that. We've done shows in many outfits, from two to five people, and everything in between. So at the moment, there's four of us on the road, and it's that's sort of the ideal outfit for, I think, the music we're collaborating on at this time. It's best suited for a four-piece.
How do you like to describe your music?
It definitely has its roots in songwriting, somewhat folk, somewhat, there's definitely some 70s era, you know, classic rock influences, and then there's definitely some electronic influences, at least from an ambient side.
Yeah.
We've always been heavy into kind of the ambient and creating that on stage, and in recording for sure.
Right. And the Commodore is notorious for its bouncy dance floor. So hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that too.
We'll be playing some of our higher BPM music for sure on Friday night. I mean, it's you know, people come out and they don't necessarily want to hear a completely quiet. We used to be a very quiet band actually, and certainly touring with the Elliott Broom guys, you see that they. We always bring forth a dancing crowd, so that's definitely the room we're looking to play toward.
Yeah, great. I noticed that you you travel around a lot. You're based in Toronto, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah,
yeah, but you've been to Austin for South by Southwest and some other places like that. Do you do that that event very often, Austin?
We've done it 3 years in a row. At this point, we're sort of I'm trying to figure out whether it's worth going this year. I might want to. It tends to be a pretty big expense to go down south, even though it's really great. But we might want to put the money towards something else, like doing maybe a live recording off the floor or something like that. Because I don't know. I'd like to kind of get some more music started. And I know this album just came out in September, but for me, it's been these songs have been around now for well over a year and a half or 2 years. So yeah. I'd like to get back. I always want to get back to recording and used to. Yeah, whenever I'm on the road, I can't wait to get back to recording. Whenever I'm recording, I can't wait to get back on the road. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the life of a musician. You know, that's
the life.
That's what it's about. So tell me a little bit about the new album.
I guess we went a little further into pop territory than we have before. Used three different drummers to sort of establish like a more of a rhythmic feel to the songs for sure. Definitely the most studio thing we've ever done. We've always recorded it at home, and I've done a lot of the recording and mixing myself over the years, and then this album was the first one that was literally A to Z in the studio the whole time, from pre-production to mastering. So it's the first sort of complete studio album that we've done, but I think it was just something we had to try. We wanted to sort of take the music into that bigger sound kind of direction. I think I'm already thinking about what I want to do with the next one, which won't be that, but but I'm glad that happened with this record. It was sort of, we're looking to kind of merge some of our sort of 80s influenced and 90s influenced sounds with folk. There's always a backdrop of folk music for sure. As I said, it's songwriting at the forefront or at the backbone. So,
right.
But we just wanted to kind of expand on that and sort of redefine what our sound meant to us, which is heavy on harmonies and whatever arrangement or production that may be. The trademark is the harmonies, I guess, and the songwriting.
Yeah, and that's the album called Between Colors.
That's called Between Colors, yeah.
Yeah, and that you can get online at your website, wildernessofmanitoba.com. Anywhere else?
That's right. We have it also posted on our Bandcamp page. It's like the digital format. And then we also have, at this point, it's going to be distributed with Pheromone, but we just got the vinyl. So the CDs are distributed around, but the vinyl is, we just got it about 2 weeks ago. So we're carrying that on us at this time in the span, but that should be distributed very shortly.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Have a great time in Red Deer and Kelowna, and we'll see you at the Commodore, and you'll be in Victoria on Saturday.
That's right. Definitely looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks again, Will.
Thanks again. Take care.
Hey, bye-bye. There I am. That was Will, lead singer of Wilderness of Manitoba, and as I said, we'll be at the Commodore tonight. Also going on this weekend, lots of really cool theater stuff. Right off the bat, this is a really really kind of a neat thing for Valentine's Day. There's a very famous play called Love Letters, and I think it was written in the 80s sometime, and it's one of these things. It's a great showcase for couples, actual married couples of actors that go up and read this play. And it's a story of a relationship through the letters that they wrote to each other. And they're doing a showcase of the play, different couples doing it different nights at the Shop Theater down in the old Watson's Glove Factory at 2nd and Main. Tonight, it's Michael Farah and Tanya Dixon Warren. Vancouverites from the last century might remember them. They were the people that gave us Tony and Tina's Wedding. Right up until about 2010, they were doing that. Black Raven Theater. And then tomorrow night, it's a couple of Bard veterans, Todd Thompson and Megan Gardner, will be reading Love Letters. And that, as I said, is at the Shop Theater. It's brought to you by Staircase Theater. So you can find them on the web that way to find out more about it. The students at Langara Studio 58 are producing Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. They are definitely going old school on this one. And they've got a great creative team, including a couple of friends of the show. Chris King is the musical director, and Shelley Stewart Hunt is the choreographer, and she's going to be doing sort of the original Agnes DeMille choreography for this production of Oklahoma. So, if you want to check and see what classic theater looked like, but in a smaller space, check this one out. It's happening this weekend, tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a matinee tomorrow afternoon. Closing this weekend is another friend of the show. Danny Balkwell is doing his presentation of the last 5 years, and that's happening at the Powell Studio Theater in Cole Harbor. One show tonight and two shows tomorrow to close it down. And then also closing this weekend is The Goodnight Bird with Nicola Cavendish at the K-Meek Studio in West Vancouver. And we've also got closing this weekend is Private Lives by Noel Coward at the Jericho Arts Center, United Players production. Continuing shows are things like Motherlode at the Cult Historic Theater, and Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen at Metro, Go Back for Murder by Agatha Christie at the Burning Leg Theater in New Westminster, and a couple of events, special events that are happening this weekend too. At the Fire Hall Arts Center, it's in honor of Black History Month, a celebration of African contemporary Western and Asian dance forms blended together by acclaimed choreographer and performer Vincent Mansoui, and it's called Squatta, and it's happening at the Fire Hall tonight and tomorrow. And then at the York, it's the High School High Dance Competition, the annual high school hip-hop dance competition representing more than 30 schools from all over BC. That's happening Sunday afternoon at the York on Commercial Drive. Ongoing events include the East Van Comedy at the Havana Theater with Instant Theater every Sunday and Monday night. The Fox Cabaret has Sunday services on Sunday night, and that's with the Sunday service is a local improv group. And then we've got opera on Sunday afternoon at the Cambrian Hall, 17th and Main. Opera Pro Cantanti is doing Verdi's La Traviata, 3 o'clock. On Sunday afternoon. At the Rio, we've got a Leo DiCaprio double bill tonight, Titanic at 8, and then Romeo and Juliet as the midnight show, a Valentine's Day burlesque show happening tomorrow at the Rio, and then Sunday, the Rio kicks off the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival that will be happening all of next week. And finally, a couple of other musical events I want to tell you about. Caravan World Rhythms is doing African Fete at Performance Works on Granville Island. That's happening all weekend. There's a show tonight. There's stuff happening all day tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then at the Railway Club on Monday, the last Monday of the month. Yes, it's the last Monday of the month. No, not this Monday, next Monday. All right, I got it wrong, but it's coming up. Jeff Gladstone of the Bad Ideas doing his bit, but on the 23rd, you won't see it if you go on this week. He's not going to be there. All right, we are rapidly running out of time, so let's get back to the music. We have we're going to play next the band that actually won Shindig, Steel Creek Murder, and we're going to follow up with a couple other groups that didn't make it past the first round, but definitely deserve to be there: the Spheres and Two Doges and a couple of Bowds. But here's Steel Creek Murder.
your slave. You will know me.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another hit by Two Toges and a Couple of Bobs. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. Johnny Ueno.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to UBC students Trixie Hernandez and Tessa Yin of the Foundation Foundation, providing cosmetics, toiletries, and hygiene products for disadvantaged and marginalized women living on the streets of Vancouver. Happy Galentine's Day. We got T-Bird Sports on the radio this weekend, two basketball games tomorrow, UBC versus Manitoba. The women are at 5, the men are at 7, right here at 101.9 FM. And coming up right after this, Erica and Eleanor are here with Fan Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio will return next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.